This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging. Right? I mean, just engage in the process. Anyway, I love this. So Dr. B is going to join us in a few minutes. And, you know, it seems to be like it's a religion night here, but it's not. You're seeing more and more articles coming out on the, especially the left-wing sites, more and more. And, you know, against Christianity, against people of religion. And so I don't know if they figured out that, you know, attacking Christianity head on, probably not the smartest thing to do. But they're attacking the religious people, the God people. And what's really interesting is they're talking about how religion is dying. Because people are more sophisticated. They're more they're much more educated now. They understand that there's really no need for a real God, if you would. The need is to feel comfortable in who you are, and that when you die, you just don't become worm food. You have to have a pseudo belief that you're going to go somewhere else. I find all this just amazing, and I'll talk to Dr. B about it when she comes on. But part of what I find interesting here again. They say that religion is out of touch with reality. And isn't that funny? Think about it. If you're a religious person, and I hate the term, but I'll use it so for understanding. If you're a religious person, if you believe in a higher power, you believe in something, someone, an entity that created everything, well, then wouldn't that entity know how things are supposed to flow? I don't care, water, air, whatever. Don't you think? So what they start throwing out there, what they start wanting to talk about, is the outdated verses of the Bible. But the problem is they don't have a belief. They don't understand the belief system that says, look, I do believe in a higher power. I do believe in a being and an entity that truly created the universe. And if he created the universe, then he should have a say, or at least have an idea how we're supposed to operate. I mean, if you have a Ford pickup truck, do you go grab your wife's, Mazda automotive manual? It's not going to do you any good. There's a scripture in Leviticus that says, if a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Now, They claim that the articles were written by left-leaning. They claim that this is simply justification for homophobia. And with the understanding that we have to understand, these are secular humanists that want us. Now, I'm not suggesting that gay people be stoned to death. That's not it. This is a whole different conversation here, okay? But they're suggesting, because the Bible was written at a different time in a different place, that the creator, the person, the entity that put all this together, didn't take into consideration that we would have a different life 2,000 years later. Right? And they go on to say that a lot of these scriptures are no longer relevant to our modern society. Which tells me they really don't understand truly what the Bible means to some people. Now again, we Christians have what they call the New Testament. Now, they're books that I will say, for lack of a better term, update. Not negate, not wipe out, but update some of what God wants us to do, right? In the book of Deuteronomy, there's a scripture that says, if a woman is caught in the act of adultery, both she and the man she is with must be put to death. This is the law, must be obeyed throughout Israel. If a man seduces a virgin who is not engaged, he must pay the girl's father 50 pieces of silver and then marry her. Well, this verse is deeply offensive to women, this writer says, as it suggests that they are less valuable than men and that their lives are worth less, and it also promotes the idea that women are property to be owned by men. I didn't get any of that. I because I'm looking at this saying, as a God man, if you would, right? A woman's virginity is priceless, if you would. Right? It's part of the quote unquote her. I don't want to say it this way, but it's part of her value. The guy is supposed to be pure too. Let's not make this crazy. We're just talking about this particular scripture. And because he took that innocence from that girl, because he enticed her into doing something we're taking for granted. Right, she has to pay, or he has to pay, for his offense. But these are outdated ideas. Woman can have sex anytime she wants to. There shouldn't be any price. Who's putting a price on her? We're not putting a price on her. We're trying to make somebody think twice about what they do, how they entice. You know. Anyway. Dr. B joins us in a few minutes. Find out what she has to say. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back, and truly, for another session of Sanity, Joe McKinney, your host. We are... Nobody can be... You know, when you got that, like that salsa kind of music, you know, that kind of stuff, you cannot not have a smile on your face. You know what I'm saying? Joe Pesci, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Dr. B, thanks for joining me. I need a sanity in my life.
Pleasure. Well, I'm the wrong stop. I mean, for sanity, no one else is sane. Joe, why do you have to be sane?
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We are We are worshiping the god of insanity. I'm done. I'm like so done being cordial and nice about it. You know, my Facebook posts are like, look, you're gonna, it's not good. You need to figure this out. Because it's so bizarre. I have so many people, you know, texting me lately of saying, am I crazy? Or did Joe Biden say this? Or am I crazy? Or did, you know, the Democrats do this? Am I crazy? You know, and on, I'm like, you're not. They are. But the majority, right, are just praising it. So,
well, it's funny, when you talk to some of those people, they come at it from, well, that can't be right. No, they wouldn't say that. But you're seeing more and more, even elected officials leave that party. Why they go to Republicans?
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, anyway.
Well, come on, both sides are a hot mess. You know, the Republicans are a hot mess. They can't even get a decent person as speaker. Now is not the time, like McCarthy or not, now is not the time to kick him out. You guys got to hold it together. I get it. But you got to hold it together. So, I recently had about half a dozen, well, Christians, I say that in quote, you know, because it's, to me, you're either a Christ follower, everybody's a Christian nowadays, but to me, these were Christians, and I consider myself a Christ follower, but they were Democrats, and I don't understand when your party literally, not even figuratively, says we're kicking God, we're voting God out, he has no place in politics, basically, right? I would have left. Not that I would ever be a Democrat, but having Christian friends that I know that are still holding on to it because of their skin color, you know, or because their parents, you know, their family history, or just because I'm, you know, well, like I said, about this week, I had about a half a dozen of them call and say, I woke up, I'm switching, I don't know what my problem is. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a bad sign for those people that aren't awake. Because that just doesn't happen. It just doesn't. And having our Dallas mayor, right, change parties.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas.
Yeah.
That's like Newsom changing. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Please don't. No. I'm willing to take about anybody. No.
I know. There right there is a psychotic narcissist that you have for governor, and he's all yours. He's not mine anymore. I've known that man, right, since the day he was born. We know who that man is. And that is just psychosis. That is spiritual blindness, and he is being used by God, all right. You know, I have my Democrat friends. God's using him. Oh, yes, he is. I am not going to argue that point.
Didn't he use a jackass in the Old Testament to speak? I mean, seriously.
Right? Well, you got Noah, who was a big fat drunk, you know, and his son who molested him. You know, we've got all kinds of crazy going on, you know. Yeah. King David couldn't keep it together. So, yes, when people, you know, say this is God's will, when, you know, Biden's in office, I'm like, you have no idea. But it's not in your favor. It is not what you think.
Well, I take a little bit of a different spin on that, okay? I tell, not everything that happens is God's will. And that's my personal opinion. And I go back to even, you know, in the garden, even what's going on. You go, you know, do you really think that God wanted 7 million Jews killed? If the Christians had stepped up, if the Christians had done what they were supposed to do, you wouldn't have had 7 million dead Jews. But, you know, the Christians, the churches backed away from Hitler thinking he'd leave them alone. You know,
right,
it's a coward.
Right.
And so we've seen that happen throughout history.
Throughout, the poor Jews cannot catch a break. The Bible is very clear that they're never going to be left alone. I love that scene in Fiddler on the Roof, who like, God, pick on someone else, you know, leave us alone. And it's like, it's never going to happen. There's never going to be peace in Israel. It's just not going to happen. And these are things, you know, that I'm going to, you know, I'd love to sit down and have a chat with God about, of like, you know, the bad things in life.
You'll have tea time with you when you get there. You know, the other thing I say to people who say, well, I don't vote because, you know, God's sovereign and God will pick the winner. And I go, really? So God's going to come down and start checking off boxes? God's going to force the heathens to vote for a godly person? No, part of your job, and the Bible is specific about you going out and picking somebody that loves God that fears God in reverence and will do God's word. We're supposed to do that. So when you guys don't do it, you're actually acting against the Bible.
We need to serve while we are here. And if voting is the way to do it, then you need to pick, yes, is it the worst of the best, you know, or the best of the worst? Sometimes in this fallen world, it is. But if you're not going to vote, then go run. Run for office.
No, don't say that.
Well, then just go to a meeting, right? Be there and be present. We, you know, you and I are always saying it. And it's now these people are like, it's like literally half of American parents have been asleep. You know, you and I have been yelling at them, but they haven't been listening. And they're now awake, like, oh, like they're just stretching. Oh, what's going on? What the heck? What is going on in the schools? What is going on in, you know, this country? It's like, oh, my God, go back. Just go back.
Right.
I can tell your makeup. Fix your makeup. It's not good. You do your hair. And then,
well, you know, I got to tell you something. And you have to encourage people. We're having some wins in my district. In some cases, it's taken almost a year after the parents started actually coming to the meeting, voicing their opinion, not going away. And you and I have both been doing this, but I keep telling people. You can't come to two meetings, throw your arms up, and go, well, nothing's changed. I'm not coming back.
Right.
You know?
There are those people.
You've been comatose for 10 years, for God's sakes.
Yes, these are the people that showed up to the council meetings, you know, that one night, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this has been on the agenda for, like, 6 months. Okay? I don't know. It's the same thing, I'm sure, at school board meetings. What's going on? What with our libraries and that person and who? And why, where's our superintendent? What happened to her? Right? It's like, okay.
Yeah.
You just need to go back to sleep. Go night-night. Yeah,
exactly.
What gave you the
right to spend that kind of money on a school? You guys voted on it 2 years ago. That's what gave us the right.
I've got so much to say after the break.
All right. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You heard Dr. B. She's ready to unload. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Earlier this evening, President Biden addressed the American people from the Oval Office. He spoke about several areas involving our support to Israel and Ukraine, He did speak about the hostages being held by Hamas.
Israelis, Americans taken hostage. As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. There is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage.
He added that he will be speaking to Congress about more financial aid going to Israel and Ukraine to continue to be able to fight for their homeland. As the United Auto Workers strike enters its 35th day, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. The automaker says an additional 150 workers have been temporarily furloughed. Meanwhile, supplies of several highly sought-after vehicle models are beginning to dwindle as the strike persists. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate so much the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Okay, I know Dr. Lee's chomping at the bit. Come on, talk about what we were talking about in the last segment. But because of that, intro, some of you, Dr. Lee, did you see the Joe Biden clip of him on the plane not being able to speak? Right? He was...
Which time?
I know, right. I'm sorry. I apologize. It was today when they were asking. Here, take a listen. I'm not so sure you're going to be able to hear this, but take a listen. I know it's crazy.
Virtually every mass shooting...
This is a question about Israel, and he's talking about mass shootings.
Large number of people have been victimized and lost. I spoke to them. I learned a long time ago that you all were in your life. When someone's going through something that is beyond their comprehension, see someone who they think understands or maybe they took something not the same but similar, it gives them some sense of hope. And I always get criticized sometimes on my staff because when I go to these events, I stay for 3 or 4 hours and answer all their questions. But it matters. It matters a lot. And look, I'm talking, some of you have gone through a hell of a lot more than I've gone through.
All right, I got to stop because I'm going to throw up. Anyway.
It's so embarrassing.
But he's got that look about him. And, you know, it's radio, so they can't see it. But, you know, he's
right.
He's kind of holding his face with his hands. You could tell he's thinking really hard. He's lost track of where he's at and what he's talking about. I mean, I've seen this for people, you know, in not just in the beginning of Alzheimer's, but actually moving down and through. He's not fit to be president, period.
Not at all. Not at all. Not clinically. Not that I'm a mental, you know, or I'm not a mental doctor. I am a mental doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. But I definitely know the psychological symptoms of dementia. You know, you've got your memory loss. You know, that's when you're speaking to. You know, you forget what you're saying, which happens. Problems communicating or finding words. That's him. Trouble with visual and spatial abilities. We see him tripping all the time, getting lost. Yes, we see him lost on stage, literally. Where do I go? Reasoning, problem solving. He's got every single one of them. Trouble performing complex tasks, well, even simple tasks, and then planning and organizing. So, you know, cognitively, we see the mental decline. We see the confusion, especially in the evening hours, and that's why he's never on in the evening hours. Disorientation, you know, all of this. But this is part, you know, people ask me, like, how are people this stupid? And I just saw a poll yesterday that 44% of the population of the people polled said that they'd still vote for Joe Biden. And I know that that infuriates people, but this shows you the cognitive decline of our nation, literally, and the spiritual blindness. There is no explanation for that percentile. For people to still say they would vote these people in that abuse children emotionally and physically, that vote for this, that vote to cut off the body parts of children and adults, to vote Christians, to vote to end the lives of innocent babies in the womb. And I can go on and on and on about this. And they stand for every right except for Christian rights. There is no... After being in this field for 30 years, there is no explanation other than a supernatural blindness. And I know that probably sounds as corny as, you know, aliens do to people. And if it sounds corny to you listening, that means you have it, and I would worry. Because it is so mentally just, I don't know, psychotic to want to continue to vote these people in that are doing damage to our children and this culture. I'm so over sugarcoating it, you know, and people are writing to me. I told you just a little while ago that I'm getting emails now from people who have detransitioned, which means they were living transgender. Yep. I've got that good friend, Kevin Witt. You guys can go find him on Facebook and follow him. Kevin Witt, he's awesome. He detransitioned after he found the Lord and woke up. And these people are telling me, Dr. B, please, I beg you, I don't know what else you can do, but you've got to tell these parents and these educators, and they are too, but you've got to use your voice to let them know the damage, the emotional, psychological abuse it is to allow children to make this decision in any way, even on hormones. And I know Allie has friends who are transitioning, you know what I mean? And they're not friends, but we know these people. And I am just blown away by all of it. So you're not crazy people. They're the crazy ones, but they do need our prayer and compassion, but they really need truth. But yeah, Joe Biden, he's a lost cause. And there we go, right? Jordan, right? The president of Jordan, what do you call it? I don't know. The leader of Jordan would refuse to meet with them last week. So we're the laughing stock because our government is just lost.
Just amazing. I mean, truly just amazing. Now, I
sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm here thinking to myself, you know, how many of these parents have been bullpuckied, for lack of a better term, into believing that if the child feels that way, then you have to confirm, or you have to do, or you have to whatever. And, you know, the other thing, too, is maybe I'm being too black and white. You can slap me around if you want to. But, you know, I sit here and say, you know, you hear these parents say, I'd do anything for my kids. I would die for my child. I would do this. I would do that to protect my child. And then, you like here in California, you say to these parents, you just said you would die for your child, but you won't move? You can lose total control of your kid to the state, and you won't leave the state. I'm just floored by that.
you have a true ministry and you're called to be in a certain place and you've raised your children within it. Yes. What?
No, you're right. I mean, my wife and I joke all the time. He's like, we're going to shut the lights off out here. I said, yeah, unless God says go while the lights are on. Yeah, we're here.
Right.
Right?
Right. But with that, yes. And to me, part of the death, well, to me, a lot of the death of America, you know, first of all, kicking God out of the schools and prayer, right, out of the schools. But number two is the death of the nuclear family and mocking people now. Not only is it that we can't keep it together, you know, moms and dads and kids, and other cultures are worse than some, but don't mock it. You know what I mean? Now at this point, it is not cool. You know, it's like, what's wrong with you to be in a, you know, a whole family, you know, that's doing it the right way. And to me, they're just, everybody's a bunch of cowards. Not everybody. A lot of the majority, I would say, are cowards because they're just falling in line. These extra rights. Oh, my kid feels this way. You know, there are kids that would honestly, and this is not meant to be a joke, that would love to run out in the street after a ball or run out into the street and just see if they could miss the car. There are kids like that. They're just little daredevils. Or ride, you know, their little electronic car in the street. Or ride their scooter in front of cars in and out of traffic just because it's but do we let them do it? We don't. And why? Because we know the danger. The pending danger. And there's no difference with that physical danger alert. And our parental instincts than there is with this emotional, just completely emotional trap and psychological abuse of this whole trans movement. And the fact that there's so many on board just shows how weak society is.
Wow.
And just cowards. We're just, I'm over talking about it. I know that. I just had a neighbor's daughter that made it safely out of Israel, and I know that you have, you know, someone you're gonna, you know, introduce later. But just seeing that firsthand and praying for the parents to get their daughter home, and you know, and she got into Cyprus, and you know, and I'm working with my special ops guys, you know, in the Middle East, you know, just saying what are our options and trying to get people out because it was ugly there. And
let's hit this on the other side of the break too. Okay, we got a quick break, but I want to hear more about this. Joe Mazzia, your host, Uncle Far. A lot more with Dr. B after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? You got to get informed, people. Don't when you spew, I'll say misinformation, but you're not doing it on purpose, is what you know, or what you perceive that you know. When you're doing that, make sure you're informed. Because when you do it and you don't know what you're talking about, and you become AOC, right, where you sound authoritative but you have no clue, people aren't going to believe you again. So when you have the real truth, where you can move somebody along, you don't lose. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her insight as to what's going on around us. And Dr. B, always thank you for being with me.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Proud to yell at your listeners. Lovingly so. I just got a question someone asked me, if I may.
Take it
why,
over. Go for it.
why are people such followers, is what they said. Why are people such followers? So basically, I take that as, why are people cowards? Because that's, I have to call it as it is. It's okay to be bold in your belief system if it's not, you know, an angry boldness. It needs to be, have a basis and a foundation. So someone also asked, you know, well, aren't you a follower of Christ? You know, this is not a nice comment when they said that either, because I know the person. And I'm like, I am. But there is a moral and foundational basis. And what I have, what all I can say is, you know, God created this whole shindig, and so he gets to make the rules. It's his to have. And if you don't believe that, then that's fine. I'm not talking to you. You can just click off and go your merry way, because I can't help you. But I believe that the majority of people believe in some kind of creator or some kind of God or higher being. If you do, then you need to follow it 100%, and in that you will not be a coward, and you will stand up for the weak, and you will stand up for abuse and things that are wrong morally, and you won't care what other people think in that instance. You don't have to be cruel to the people around you, but you need to stand up for the weak, if that makes sense. And it's really called social psychology. That's the basis of it, and that's, you know, all that is a scientific study of how we think about influence and relate to other people. And, you know, we are social beings. God created us to be relational and to communicate with others. We do that every day. We spend time, you know, all of our waking hours, you know, some kind of communication, whether it's texting or talking or you know, getting on the keyboard, you know, as cowards and telling people off. So we do it. And it's very difficult for people without a moral background and a foundation, a backbone, excuse me, and foundation to stand up for what's right. And so if you're on the side of immorality and ungodliness and things that are against biblical values, because, you know, or we'll just say godly values, we don't need to bring the Bible into it, I guess, kind of important, but then to me, you're a coward. And that's just how I see you. I can't help that. I pray for you, but it is easy to sin. It is easy to have no self-control. It is easy to just do you and you know, be what you want to be. This is not the army. You don't need to go be what you want to be. You need to stand for something. And that is the basis of the issues we're seeing now. I mean, I hate that we are lumping it with mental instability and mental, you know, diagnoses, because for my patients who do really suffer from DSM-5 issues, they're not like this. They're trying to be better. They are trying to make it. They are trying to cope. All of this shenanigans going on, those people are boldly, pridefully immoral and depraved. I was listening to Megyn Kelly, who, you know, I hit or miss with her. But to have her, you know, from Fox News, right? But to have her last week, I was listening, and she was like, I feel like I am in the middle of an insane asylum, you know, literally, and I'm walking out the door saying, what am I doing here? And she said, and she used the word, you know, these people are depraved, what they're doing to children. And I was, you know, quite frankly, blown away. I'm like, wow, she gets it. Yeah. You know, I don't know all her spiritual marbles are, you know, in her head, but I see people waking up. And for those people who are listening, I mean, I want you to share these. I want you to share Joe's, you know, videos and his link, because especially if you're concerned about someone, they need to listen, because if they are not waking up now, especially in the midst of Israel, then I'd be very concerned for them and those families. It's kind of coming down to it. You know, this is ridiculous. What's going on with our government and our schools, and how children have become the target. That's just where evil likes to hang out. So, anyway.
No,
sorry,
listen,
that's my rant.
No. I was thinking as you were talking, I was saying, you and I have been talking for years, and one of the things we've always talked about is the inability for young people to cope. They don't know how to cope with adversity. And...
Correct.
Right, and then you look at it and say, okay, so where does that come from? Well, the parents, either don't know how to cope with adversity, don't want their kids to feel bad, so they have coddled these children, they've covered for them, they had given into their wants slash needs. Matter of fact, I know I'm going to go off on a tangent here, but just think about it. If God gave us everything we wanted, we'd be like these kids are today, you know? I mean, if he gave into every whim we had. But, you know, again, these kids don't know how to cope. They don't know how to deal. And that's why they give it into every little wind, every little doctrine that comes across their way. And you know, I don't feel like I fit in. I had this, God, you would have been proud of me last night in a meeting. There was mostly women around the table. We were talking about this issue. And I said, you know what, ladies? You yourselves have said, I have daughters. I have a wife. I have a lot of women I grew up around. Not one of you had said, I was fine when I was a teenager. Every one of you have said to me, you didn't feel right in your skin. You felt disgusting at times, you felt weird at times, and you would have given everything to get out of it. So today, instead of us telling these young ladies that, no, you'll be fine, this is okay, this is normal, this is what you're going through, we go, well, you must be a boy then. You know, because it's an easy fix. Well, it's not an easy fix, but you know what I'm saying. We've taught these kids to be, you know.
We have. Yeah, it's parental peer pressure. It's societal pressure because they're cowards. That there's just no other. Think about it. Think about if the 1950s were here. All of a sudden, these people were all, you know, present. All the people of the 1950s. They would think that they were on another planet. I mean, they would be blown away. And that should say something, because it's very gradual. This is how evil does it. This is what happens. This is how depravity works. It's very gradual, and you go for the families, and you go get those kids, yep. And this is what you do. It's not about rights for everybody. It is not about that at all. That is a joke. It's not about equity. It's not about equality. I mean, I've got Christians spouting this stuff, and I'm like, wake up. What are you talking about? Everybody gets rights? Okay. What? It's America. You have rights, and people are going to have bad days. What about fairness? What's fair? There is no fair. That's called communism. Then move to Russia if you want fairness. That's not how God works. He doesn't care about your skin color. He doesn't care about, you know, what gender you identify. He cares about people being sane and loving and accepting his son and living a moral life. It's not, everyone's got baggage. Everybody has baggage. So from the Hiltons down to, you know, the lowest of the least of these, everybody's got baggage. So what? Suck it up. Can you tell? I'm just done.
I went round and round with somebody about, you know, the old days. And I said, look, I'm not talking about beatings here. I tell you what, I was more afraid of my old man than I was of the police. Okay? Because I knew he would do worse things than the police would. Which is what probably kept me out of jail, probably kept me out of picking your pockets, probably kept me out of stealing from a store. Why was that bad? You know what I mean? I mean, oh, no, you shouldn't have that kind of fear. You should reason with your kids. Oh, yeah, you reason with my teenagers when they were younger, they'd have you buried in a heartbeat.
Well, and it's interesting, you're saying, you know, the parents are, you know, kind of cowards, and they just, you know, oh, dude, everyone gets a trophy, right? You know, I was watching Survivor last night, and that's why this morning I went home, because they weren't giving him a trophy. So he's like, I'm tapping out. I'm leaving. Please vote for me. And I'm like, oh, good. My husband just got rolled over in his recliner. But part of the problem is parents aren't parenting. These kids have no parents. They have cell phones. They have social media. They have aunts, or maybe a neighbor. We don't have the nuclear family. We don't have the original mom and dad. We don't have the village anymore. The one thing Hillary said, even though it was totally in the wrong way. But we need that. We don't. You and I talked about this. You know, our neighbors would smack our butts or look at us funny if we, you know, would dare say something. Because we knew. We just wouldn't. So.
Oh, we know. If they smack us, and they call our parents to smack us twice as much for embarrassing them and doing the wrong thing. So you just didn't do it.
When I was a teenager, I saw some other parents swat a kid in the grocery store. And the parents like, thank you. I missed that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Good job. Right. And there's a little swat on the.
Where do people find you?
Kicking me off. Facebook, Bridget Mouthen, or drbradio.com.
All right. That's great. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, people.
Copy the Great Awakening.